People lines say are open for text only, 844-967-2789. Coming right to the text. Luke, do we have a text on the line?
Yeah, we got Steve in Milwaukee texting in this morning. And Steve asks, or Steve states, Biden should just expand the courts. What do you think of the House Resolution 1976? So I don't know specifically what that House resolution is. I'm curious to know if it has to do with the court expansion that Steve from Milwaukee is referencing. But your thoughts on that, Matt?
Thanks. Yeah, and Luke, who was it from Milwaukee?
Steve from Milwaukee.
Steve from Milwaukee. Steve, thanks a lot for texting in. Yeah, I do not support that resolution or expanding the court, and I'll tell you why. Back in the 1930s, Franklin Roosevelt floated that. There were 9 Supreme Court justices. They were virtually all Republican, not all of them, but virtually all right-wing, anti-Roosevelt, anti-anything. And everything that he passed in the New Deal, they said was unconstitutional initially. They said things like child labor laws, they think minimum wage, obviously when Social Security came in and everything else. So in other words, they, unelected, were going to just shut down the New Deal and the recovery from the Depression. So he said, I'm going to pack the court. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put on another 6 or 7 of them, and they'll be Democrats, and then all this is a political game. That had 2 effects. One effect was, believe it or not, even though it was in the Depression, people were opposed to it. They liked the tradition of 9 justices. And by the way, there weren't always 9 justices. Back in the 1790s, there weren't. There might be 5, and then it would go up and down, and it just stayed at 9, but now for a long time. The second thing that it did is it scared the incumbent justices. It scared them. Suddenly, they started to find this stuff was constitutional that Roosevelt was passing. So the matter took care of itself. And now we've gone, Roosevelt died in 1945, 77 years ago, and now we're talking about it again because we have Supreme Court that a number of people look on as illegitimate. Got rammed through. Remember, Moscow Mitch would not let Merrick Garland even be discussed, and he hung him out there for a year. Then Moscow Mitch rammed through Amy Comey Barrett in a couple of weeks, really, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, before Trump was going to be out of office. And so they have a 6-3 majority. And Roberts, who's something of a moderate, makes it 5-4. If Merrick Garland had been on there, it would have been 5-4 the other way. Okay. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I do not like the idea of packing the court for a couple of reasons. One is, the next time somebody comes along that doesn't like the way the court is, they'll pack it some more. And then ultimately, instead of 9, you'll have 15 and 21 and 30 justices. And when it's like that, it's like a court of appeals where they sit in panels of 3 or 5, and then you have panels that contradict each other, and it doesn't work, number one. Number two, there's an old saying that says the Supreme Court follows the election returns. Now, what does that mean? What it means is the Supreme Court isn't crazy. If they start doing things that they think a big majority of the people don't want, they're signing their own death warrant. They're not going to last long as a court with any legitimacy. So for instance, something like same-sex marriage, the only reason that they passed it was because all the polls showed that younger people didn't care and were for it. If 90% of the people hadn't wanted it like in the old days, they never would have passed it. And so that's what's going on. Now that's number one. Number two, who's going to do the pack? Right now, it would be Biden would do the packing. By tampering with something that we've had for a long time, I think that what's going to happen is you're going to throw out the Supreme Court as a branch of government that has any effect at all. You're going to have too many people in it, and they're going to have contradictory rulings. Now, the basis for your asking, and it's a good one, is this Supreme Court, in my view, may overturn Roe v. Wade this coming year. They may overturn the Voting Rights Act this coming year. In Citizens United, they let unlimited money come in that distorted our politics. Everything I just mentioned is contrary to, in some cases, 30, 50, or 100 years, in the case of financial contributions, of history. This Supreme Court is the most radical court in the history of the country. They're just flat out saying what their party wants. So I do not, though, think that the answer is to pack it, number one. Number two, if you did, what happens if the Republicans take the Senate back in November? We ain't getting any Democratic candidates and any justices. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so Steve from Milwaukee follows up saying 13 is a good number. And this brings up a point that I think is maybe a little interesting, because if you can correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but historically there was 9 seats on the Supreme Court because there were previously 9 district courts underneath it, correct?
Well, originally there were 5 seats on the Supreme Court.
Right, but then all over. Yeah, but when we had 9 district courts, then we had 9 Supreme Court justices, and now the country has 13 district courts, if I am understanding that correctly.
Yeah, you're talking about courts of appeals.
Correct.
There are hundreds of district courts. The courts of appeals, 13, right.
Yeah. Correct. And so would it not be packing the court, but rather updating the court to actually have enough justices on the Supreme Court that actually would represent how many districts of appeals there are?
Okay, let me ask you this, and Steve this. We have midterms coming up in November. Many of the polls, certainly historical data, show it's very possible the Republicans take back the Senate. Okay, if they take back the Senate, Moscow Mitch controls who gets up there for the Supreme Court. He wouldn't let anybody get up if Biden appointed him. And if, God forbid, a Republican gets in, there'd be 4 more Republicans. Given that, in other words, you have to look, let's say you're a quarterback in the NFL. A play may look like a good play, but if you have too much coverage down there and a guy isn't free, you don't throw the ball. That's my thought. So, Luke, let me throw this out to Steve, although it's hard with text.
It is difficult, Steve, with text.
Steve, we'll have the phones up, believe me. By next week, we'll have the phones up. But here's the deal. Steve, what happens if Moscow Mitch gets the power to do 13, sticks it in his pocket, and he takes over again in January because they won't be confirmed? I don't see 4 of them getting confirmed by then. It's possible. And it turns out they end up being Republicans. What then? That concerns me. That's the only thing. I mean, that's not the only thing, but that's one of the things that concern me. But yes, if you're going to do it and you only add 4 and you tie it into the courts of appeals, that's clever. And it looks historical. It is historical, quite frankly. But nobody's going to stop anybody later on from adding 3 more or 5 more and adding more courts of appeals. The Ninth Circuit right now goes from something like Arizona up to Alaska. A lot of people have talked about breaking it up. There's going to be more courts of appeals. There were only 10 courts of appeals when I started practicing. So, you know, before we do all this, yeah, it's good to talk about it. But I will tell you something. The devil's in the details. That's all I'll say. The devil's in the details. So
yeah, and I believe court reform is something that could be extremely helpful for updating the justice system here in our country. And I think it's important maybe not to refer to it as packing then as well, because I think that kind of plays into a little bit more of the conservative talking points, saying that liberals and the far left are trying to pack the court, but rather I would contend that the policy to expand the court to 13 seats would be updating it, not packing it. So that's just my thoughts on it, kind of piggybacking off of Steve from Milwaukee's comments. But we also do have a text in from Tony from Madison asking about, what about reducing the number of the court seats? So kind of going the other way in this conversation, Matt. So Tony from Madison is asking, what if we reduce the court size by unappointing the last 2 appointments?
Tony, you and Steve, this is terrific. No, you guys, and Luke, the 3 of you, I think that's excellent stuff. Yeah, that'd be great if you could just unappoint the last two constitutionally. I think that's great. I don't want the last two. However, once they're sworn in, the Constitution says they're in for life. It says that. The best you could do, in my view, because you can do it, would say the next two that die or retire don't get replaced. The problem with that is, fortunately, Breyer is on his way out. But, you know, we have our people seem to be a little older and gnarlier than their people, quite frankly. Now, somebody like Alito and Thomas, who knows, but do we want to play liar's poker? I don't know, Luke, do you want to play liar's poker?
I was going to say, it's a lot to gamble on, just trying to figure out how to make up for the fact that Gorsuch, because he was the third to go, but Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, between the two of them getting appointed on there kind of questionably, I guess you could say it at best, how they got on the highest court. But yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. There are some older justices on the liberal side, but Clarence Thomas is up there too. You correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. But he's got to be on the other side of 80, I believe. But
he's a little gray around the muzzle. But yeah. So Alito is gray around the muzzle too. Yes. I mean, some of these guys, you know.
Yes.
But on the other hand, we don't have a lot of spring chickens on our side, you know, and so. Yeah, we don't have a lot of spring chickens.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, both Sotomayor and Kagan are not necessarily that old, but Breyer's the older one, and he's already announced that he's retiring as soon as there's an appointee to replace him. So there will be three younger liberal justices when Breyer's replacement is confirmed.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. And Roberts has sort of, certainly on things like abortion and voting rights, has not been flat out nuts on this stuff. But the sad thing is, you know, if Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh hadn't been appointed, this would have been the other way around. And these are very important things. These are very important issues. So Steve and everybody, thank you for calling in or texting in. It's a fascinating subject. I come down perhaps more of a constitutional absolutist that, this will work itself out. This will work itself out. We're going to a break. Lines are still open for text only, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball. And